Proclamation number 3222 of 15th of August, 1944. Were dispute with enlightened people. People who are enlightened by the Spirit of God of the knowledge that they can speak without hesitation if this is demanded of them. They will never need to be afraid of not being able to answer a question, for they are not the ones who answer intellectually, but the Spirit within them answers whatever question is put to them. For He alone can give the right answer and does not owe it to the person who desires it. And therefore it is not easy to argue with a person enlightened by God's Spirit about spiritual questions, for he will emerge victorious from every dispute about words. And therefore he can approach every test without worry, he will not fail and no question will be able to make him uncertain, for he knows more than those who want to confuse him. His knowledge is profound. He knows all correlations and he will also be able to talk about them because nothing is alien to him and the Spirit in him is constantly active, especially if he is to answer for himself. Thus, when the time has come for a person to be called to account who, as a servant of God on earth, is in contact with himself, then the success of this contact will also obviously become apparent. The human being will be permeated by divine spiritual strength. He will be able to speak without shyness and his speeches will be wise. He will not let himself be affected in his opinions. He will hold them because he can substantiate them, and all words will be given to him from within. He will only speak what the Spirit within himself tells him to speak. And again, this is a sign of divine love which openly manifests itself if the fellow human being wants to test the extent to which he possesses the right knowledge. For what God guides to earth he will also know how to protect, and therefore he lets his working become obvious. He speaks through the human being, and his voice will be recognized by those who believe or approach the tests with serious intent to accept what appears to them to be truth. God meets them by placing enlightened people in front of them and now demands a lively work of thought from them. Namely, that they themselves immerse themselves in questions which are raised and that they now let every answer given by the divine spirit in the human being speak to their heart, that they thus take a stand on it themselves. As soon as they are of good will they will recognize and feel the power of the word, and this will earn them spiritual advantage. And therefore don't fear people who want to call you to account but answer for yourselves with a calm conscience. He who teaches you also puts the right words into your mouth, and there will be no question you cannot answer, for whom God has enlightened also has knowledge at his disposal which he can apply at any time and will also apply for the blessing of his fellow human beings. Amen.